Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Four Scenes Fire American Soccer Show, CONCACAF Nations League postgame show. The United States routing Cuba by a final of 7-0, 6 goals in the opening half, and then a penalty converted in the second half made it 7-0. Head on over to your 7-Eleven, your Kroger, your convenience store, and get yourself a 7-Up. Because the United States has put 7 past Cuba. And this is a match where they had to destroy them. Make no mistake about it. They had to destroy them. They had to go out. They had to just play their best and not take anything for granted. And while, yes, they did take their foot off the gas pedal just a bit, the truth is that the United States had to go out and they had to take care of business, and they did so over at Audi Field tonight at the home of DC United in our nation's capital. This was a match where, like we've said before, Greg Berhalter got himself a roster filled with solid veterans, good experts, and at the same time, played some of the younger players that he felt he had to integrate into this situation. And, you know, Weston McKennie, oh my goodness, what a match he had in the opening 45. Quickly got subbed out, rightfully so, of course. And, you know, a hat trick in 13 minutes was unbelievable. Scoring the first goal in 32 seconds, that was just unbelievable. You saw crisp passing. You saw play out there that the United States, let's be honest with ourselves here at the moment. There were times in some friendlies where the United States did not look comfortable. They just did not look like themselves. Obviously, you have a roster at that particular time in certain friendlies. Yes, everyone's upset about, of course, what happened against Mexico at MetLife Stadium. And the truth was that, you know, when you having a roster against a bunch of veterans and even some of the younger players who are, let's be honest, some of them were ahead of some of the other players for the national team of the United States, you know, Mexico is going to go out and they will make your players turn heads. Well, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? And that's what happened out there in MetLife Stadium. A little bit better against Uruguay in that friendly at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. But when you have better talent than the Cubans in football, and they're always going to be better talent against Cuba. The United States will always be better than Cuba. That's for sure. There's no doubt that the United States will always have better talent than the Cubans. You saw what we all wanted to see. A destruction. 6 goals in the first half. Got that penalty in the second half. And, of course, one of those 6 in the first half was an own goal. So when you have shock and awe and tons of confusion against a side that's not strong enough, like what Cuba is, you're going to get those types of conversions of goals, and you're going to get a little help from the opposition by them putting the ball inside their own net. And rightfully so, that was the proper calling for that 5th goal. Dario Ramos got in the way of the save that, of course, deflected off of his head and into the back of the net. That made it 5-0. And then, of course, Josh Sargent gets great, great play from Jordan Morris and Jackson Uel. And my goodness, it was unreal what we saw. And it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful to see what we have here with our national team players. Weston McKennie, my God, a hat trick and an assist. That is unbelievable. Jordan Morris, a goal and three assists. Pulisic was active, very active, only converted the penalty and strike down Broadway, top shelfed it. Other than that, I mean, you know, what we're seeing, excuse me, what we're seeing right now so far in CONCACAF Nations League, that was a solid performance, a strong performance, and you're not going to get that in your group when you're playing both Cuba and Canada. In Cuba, you'll probably get that type of performance again, but when you're playing Canada now, and this will be the first time in a competitive match, not counting a Gold Cup tournament, not counting a friendly, which I don't think they've ever had a friendly in a very long time with each other, to be honest with you. You are going to see, in all honesty, you're going to see the United States head over the BMO field, and you're going to see a Canadian side that will definitely be a little bit better than what the Cubans have shown in this match. Now, obviously, you know, everyone knows about the Canadian situation. Yes, we know this, we know that, you know, what's there to be worried about and all this stuff, blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. The truth of the matter is this, is that you cannot take the Canadians lightly anymore these days. Can't. You can't. Absolutely not. Because if you do, that, my friends, is a mistake. That is a huge mistake. Cannot take anything lightly when you are going to go to Canada now to BMO Field, and it's going to be a very difficult situation going forward when you are taking on a national team like Canada. Talent-wise, I think they have improved, to be honest with you. We all know about Alphonso Davies when he was with the Vancouver Whitecaps. He's currently with Bayern Munich right now. But once again, this is a situation that you cannot take lightly. Excuse me. You just can't. You just cannot take it lightly at all. Canada will find a way to punish you. They will find a way to punish you. And it's going to be one of those things where you will see a Canadian side going out there and they will sneak in and they'll beat you. You have to understand. You have to understand very, very carefully. You can't mess around. Excuse me. You cannot mess around anymore with these types of matches officially a part of CONCACAF and FIFA in these Nation League games. They will find a way. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I'm still under the weather a little bit, sadly. But as I was saying before, you can't mess around with these games. You just cannot assume these will be cakewalk games, especially against a side like Canada. Because Canada, at the moment, yes, they're not as strong as the United States is, but still, though, you know, when you play at home, and they'll be playing at home at BMO Field, you cannot give them that opportunity to go out and make them believe that they got something on you. So right away, got to go out there, got to perform, and you got to find a way to go out and take them out. And that's just a warning to everyone assuming you believe that this will be another cakewalk too? It could, it could not. I think Canada right now is developing some solid players. They're getting opportunities. But right, you know, some of them play in MLS. They play for Vancouver. They play for Montreal. They play for Toronto. Some of them are still playing abroad. But now with the Canadian Premier League, and yes, it's only been a couple of months, they can still find professional players from the Canadian Premier League to be on the roster. We don't know if it's happened yet. I haven't looked at their roster at the moment. But as of right now, until things have different and changed and whatever, you can't mess around. Cannot mess around. And as you take a look, you have a goalkeeper for Canada from the Cavalry. Taking a look at some of their defenders. Not a thing there. Midfielders. Strikers. Nothing much, just whoever is playing in MLS and abroad. At the moment, 6 minutes in, Bermuda nil, Mexico nil, in their first ever, Mexico's first ever Nations League matchup. But just to get back into this one, this was once again a solid 90 minutes that you saw. Great passes. Great attacking runs. Definitely should have scored a little bit more. But you know what, though? Beggars can't be choosers. Solid beginning in their CONCACAF Nations League run in League A. And, of course, this coming Tuesday, they'll be heading over to the BMO Field to take on Canada. And then when November comes over, Canada will come to the United States, and then the United States will head on over to Cuba. And usually that field is a minefield of bumps and hills and valleys. Hopefully, with the improvement of the Cuban government, that they were able to get a good grounds crew to patch things up, flatten that pitch, and hopefully get something going over there. You know, once again, loved what I saw from the U.S. men's national team. Loved what I saw. Goals were absolutely fantastic. Loved what I saw. And what can you say? What can you say? It's just one of those great moments where you're seeing some of the young kids growing up in front of you, playing strong, playing hard. And for the U.S. men's national team, a well-deserved 7-goal clean sheet victory start off solidly in this CONCACAF Nations League. A solid start, an excellent start. You can't really fault them. Nothing wrong here. They did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. They went out and they did a job. Excellent job. Excellent job. And, you know, even for Greg Berhalter, as a now a, you know, international head coach for the U.S. men's national team, you know, look, he's had to learn himself. You know, he's had to learn himself. It's a different animal. It's a different animal out there. to what he's, you know, what you're able to do. I think he's learning quickly that, you know, it's not so much about the system or his tactics and formations that, you know, he has to worry about when it comes to, you know, playing these international games. Because if you have tactics and formations as a club manager, it's not going to translate to the international game as quickly as it does. I think he finally learned that. I think that Greg Berhalter finally learned that information in front of him, that I can't interact and I cannot bring in the stuff that I need to do to make this national team better. I'm going to have to go out with solid tactics. I got to go with the bread and butter formation in 4-4-2. I got to go out there and just keep it simple. And there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, 4-3, I apologize. But still, though, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with adjusting to the international game of how you want to play it. Because at the end of the day, this is about a national team where you must conform with what's in front of you and how are you going to defend them, and at the same time, how are you going to attack them. And as of right now, I think Greg Berhalter is finally understanding that the international game is definitely a different kettle of fish than being a club manager, whether he was for over in Sweden or with MLS when he was with the Columbus Crew. It's really simple. I mean, it's really not that hard. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel. What you're trying to do is you're trying to integrate players and try and get them to play the style, whether it's the style you want or you're going to have to improvise. And I think he's improvised. And I really believe that Greg Berhalter is definitely going to be, you know, one of those guys that will finally understand what he needs to do to get the proper results ready to go. I'm not saying you can't experiment with young players. I'm not saying you can't experiment here and there with players that, you know, you feel can be a national team player. You give them that opportunity, and if they are able to execute that opportunity, then they're part of the national team, period. But if you have some players that cannot perform at the international level, well, then you're going to have to let them go. And here's the one thing I believe, seeing what Greg Berhalter did, I think you've seen him growing up a little bit better here. And the truth is that you didn't see Will Trapp out there. Will Trapp, not even on this roster for these CONCACAF Nations League games. And no offense to Will Trapp. I understand what he's, you know, he knows Greg Berhalter's system. He knows it a lot better, you know, than any other player out there. We all know Jossi Zardes is on this roster, and that's fine. But as I've said, Will Trapp, as good of an MLS player as he is, and the integral part of the midfield with the Columbus Crew, he's a very important player for the Columbus Crew. No doubt about that. He works well with the Columbus Crew in MLS play. I just personally believe, and this is not, I'm not trying to knock him or anything like that, but the truth of the matter is this, is that he, in my mind, is not an international player. He is not meant to be with the U.S. men's national team. I just don't think he has that extra thought or that extra gear mentally to go out there and perform at the highest level. Now, if he is able to develop that and he can prove me wrong, that's great. That's fine. I don't mind it. But if we're talking about, you know, future Gold Cup tournaments, are we talking about future World Cup qualifiers? Are you going to trust Will Trapp to go out there and perform? and not lose the ball? See, the answer to that is no, you're not, you can't trust him. To me, Will Trapp is not, I repeat, he is not a national team player. And as the one thing I believe that Greg Berhalter, you know, is going to have to understand, which I think he just started to, with the roster for this CONCACAF Nations League games for this month of October. So as of right now, Berhalter finally realizing that Will Trapp should not be in his plans for making this national team again. Once again, I try not to be, you know, cruel or mean or anything like that. I know he's a good player for the Crew, but I truly believe that he is not a national team player. And I don't believe he is able, regardless of him knowing the system that Greg Berhalter wants to play. On the international level, he just can't do it. And you can't do that with a guy like Bert, with Will Trapp. You can't do it. So you have to find somebody else. But once again, this was a destruction that had to happen. This destruction needed to happen for the U.S. men's national team, not just to help them in the standings in Group A, in League A of this Nations League, but truthfully, you need to build confidence within yourself. Now, I know everyone's saying, it's Cuba. This should have happened. And I'm not disagreeing with anybody here. It should have happened. But once again, when you have these players that either A, need a break, B, hasn't done well, C, need to have a solid start, and bang, bang, everything went the right way. I mean, that opening goal from Weston McKennie, just unbelievable what we saw here. What a great pass. Unbelievable what we saw. The first goal from McKennie just settles in on the cross. Buries it inside the near post, going short side. That's a great start for the U.S. And then here comes another cross once again. McKennie, just a side foot stomp. Just redirects it into the back of the net, past the goalkeeper. And all you can say is that for Weston McKennie, he's off and running. He's off and running to the races. It was absolutely beautiful. Brilliant. And then, of course, once more, another quick cross. And there it is, McKennie in the 13th minute getting his hat trick. The quickest hat trick so far I've seen for a U.S. men's national team player. And once again, it's just been brilliance. Absolutely brilliance. I mean, Jordan Morris was able to get his goal. I mean, how he was able to convert his chance, just another fabulous cross going forward. But McKennie played provider in this one because all he did was stop the ball, backheeled it to a running Jordan Morris who was onside. He also goes short side. Nice quick little hole, quick pass, and he buries it, beats the keeper short side along the near side post. That was 3-0 for the U.S. The McKennie hat trick goal in the 13th minute made it 4-0. Great job there. And then, of course, the fifth goal, like we said already, own goal. There's nothing you can do there. But Josh Sargent, my goodness, Josh Sargent, what he's been able to do. And once he ran into that ball on a great cross by Jordan Morris. Josh Sargent buries it while on the run. He trailed the play, and he destroys the goalkeeper. And that, my friends, is what we all expected it. And then, of course, in the second half, a handball called on Cuba. Very easy to be called. Just stood there, put his arm out. The defender did. And that's the easy call. I mean, it could have been either that or it could have been an actual foul in the box. But the referee saw the handball. So, you know, could have been maybe double penalty, but that'll never happen, obviously. And the goalkeeper for Cuba dived to his left, tried to keep the ball out with his right arm or his right hand, couldn't do anything with it. Christian Pulisic goes right down Broadway, top shelfed it, 7-0. 7-0 for the United States. Get yourself your 7-Up. Head on over to your local convenience store. Head on over to 7-Eleven. And go ahead and get yourself a 7-Up with your U.S. Men's National Team jerseys. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely a great performance tonight. And the U.S. Men's National Team off and running. Currently in second place in Group A of the Nations League, in League A. But still, you know, currently in second place, not bad. Now you have to look at going to Canada and for them to take on the Canadians. And once again, this is not your typical Canadian team that the United States can take advantage of. This is going to be a Canadian side that's going to be very, very dangerous, and they will find a way. They will find a way to defeat U.S. Men's National Team. This is going to tell you. And it's definitely going to be very interesting. And when you get ready to face these tougher sides that have improved, I just think that as of right now, it's a situation where Canada will be a tougher opponent. I think they proved in these Gold Cups that they have, you know, a little bit better players. But, you know, it's not so much luck. It's more about concentration. You have to concentrate on what is going on. And once again, this will be a situation that has to happen. Weston McKennie, hat trick. Jordan Morris, goal and three assists. An own goal by Cuba. And then, of course, Christian Pulisic gets on the score sheet. I think the last time the United States played against Canada in a competitive match on Canadian soil, I truly believe, I think it was qualifying for the 1998 World Cup in France. I think that was the last time the United States played a competitive a qualifying match or a true competitive match that's not the Gold Cup over on Canadian soil. Because once again, most of the tournaments have been played on the on U.S. soil. So it's a situation and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very exciting to see when the United States are going to take on Canada this coming Tuesday, which will be at BMO Field. And it should be exciting and it should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, we'll get ourselves a great competitive match. But still, though, once again, situation. It's going to be very interesting to watch. And, you know, situation where they got to do better. And hopefully they will. So, we're going to end the show early tonight. Now, I want to pass along some news to everyone. Once again, if you want to know, there will be no post-game coverage from me for Tuesday night against Canada. The reason for that is I will be in the hospital with a procedure being taken care of. It's something to do with the right toe on my right foot. I will be going under the knife. It's a little bit of an infection, but hopefully it won't be too long. I'll be on the shelf. That doesn't mean that I won't be able to watch games. I'll be at home, of course, recovering. But at the moment, I just want to pass along the news to everyone that there will be no post game on Tuesday night. Well, as I've said, I'll be in the hospital preparing myself for this procedure that I'll be undertaking. So it hurts not to do it, but, you know, my health comes first, obviously. So I just want to pass that along. And before I say goodnight, let's also pass along that this is the 2-year anniversary of the failure of not qualifying for the Russian World Cup due to the fact of losing in Trinidad and Tobago that fateful night. This obviously should not be a reminder. This should be ingrained in all of us of what happened. It is something that it disgusts us. It makes us mad. It's something that, you know, it has to be corrected before the next World Cup comes and hopefully qualifying for that World Cup, because this is the bad taste in your mouth that you're trying to get rid of. This is the bad taste in your mouth you're trying to rid yourself of. Now, until that happens, that bad taste in your mouth will always be there. That bad taste in your mouth will continue to be there until they qualify for Qatar. And I'm still, and I still feel undone by that process under Sepp Blatter of that World Cup bidding process. You know, I still feel that Qatar does not deserve that World Cup. Forget about the building of the abhorrence of their working conditions and how they treat those workers. It's also the abhorrence that FIFA at that time, under Sepp Blatter, was trying to protect his presidency. Because, as I've said many, 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 many times, I am not against an Arab nation hosting a World Cup. But once again, I believe that build the stadiums first that are going to be comfortable. At the same time, retractable roof, air conditioned. The technology is there. We have the technology to build these stadiums with the updated specifications. But once again, it has to be done the right way, and it wasn't. But it's already happened. It's done. We are going to have a World Cup in Qatar, in the Middle East. And we will see what will happen when we get there and if the United States does qualify for it. But other than that, United States defeating Cuba, destroying Cuba by final of 7-0. Hat trick for Weston McKennie. Josh Sargent has a goal. Christian Pulisic converts a penalty, and an own goal from Cuba makes it 7-0. So I will talk to you guys after the CONCACAF Nations League action is done, and we will get into the MLS Cup playoffs. Thank you very much for listening to me tonight. I'm your host, Daniel Feuerstein. This has been the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show, the CONCACAF Nations League USA versus Cuba postgame show. Talk to you guys next time. Take care. So long. And bye-bye for now. And as always, please enjoy your football. Have a good night, everyone. Take care. And bye-bye for now.